Thompson Royal Purple Lodge No. 276 ended its 60-year history in Thompson in grand fashion August 16, donating $29,000 to the Thompson Crisis Center's children's program. Established in March 1962 with close to 100 members, the Royal Purple Thompson chapter is now down to just two, Nadia Portee and Rita Werstrow. Portee has been a member of the service club for over half a century. She can't say exactly how many years it's been, though she knows she joined back before she was married, saying it was a good way to get to know people in the community. Werstrow, who's also lived in Thompson for more than 50 years, has been a member for the past 8 years. Following this donation, the club will be dissolved, but Crisis Center Executive Director Helen Trudeau says the money her organization is getting will ensure that the Royal Purple continue doing good. "You are enabling us to serve the First Nations children and the communities around Thompson," said Trudeau, recalling her reaction when she was informed that Royal Purple intended to make the Crisis Center its final donation recipient. "I basically wept. That's a prayer request fulfilled for us. Sometimes we're limited with funding, and this funding is going to go a long way for the kids." Plans for the money include bringing Ken Bigetti in to do puppet therapy with the children of clients. It might also go toward art and music therapy and specialized toys for children with special needs. It will make the Crisis Center's annual family night in February much easier to plan, knowing ahead where the money is coming from, says Trudeau. "This is going to help a lot with that," she predicted. Nelson Prutter, who has been part of the Crisis Center's board for the past 10 years and is currently its chair, said even though programs and services may seem like not that much individually, they're huge for the children, who often arrive at the center with nothing more than the clothes they're wearing. "To help them is a very big thing," he said. "To receive a donation of that size, it's monumental. There's no question that we will put it to very good use on behalf of our clients and the children that come here." Recipients of Royal Purple donations over the past 15 years have included the Thompson Humane Society, the committee that advocated and fundraised for Thompson Skate Park, Northern Spirit Manor, and the Juniper Center. Though it's sad to know that the club will never make another donation, Portee says it's always been about those in need. "We're happy that we can make someone else happy," she said. In recognition of their tremendous contribution to the Crisis Center, Werstrow and Portee were treated to pizza and wings from Pizza Hut and cake from Robin's Donuts at an afternoon feast on August 16. They also received flowers, beaded keychains, t-shirts, tobacco pouches and bags from the Crisis Center as tokens of appreciation for their group's generosity.